Happy birthday, baby boy. I prepared a breakfast in bed for my special little man. You look at the massive breakfast your loving mother has laid before you and lovingly cuddle up to her. No need to thank me, dear. After all, you're the love of my life, and you'll be making me very happy in the weeks to come. What do I mean? Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head about it just yet. You just eat up all this delicious food and let me know when you're done, dear. You watch Mommy leave. She turns around and smiles, as she always does. You sit up and slowly start eating all the delicious food in front of you. Half an hour goes by and you've gotten through most of the food, but suddenly your head starts feeling a little heavy. Your eyes start closing. Before you fall down, you call for your mommy and slump yourself into the bed. Before long, you hear the sound of high heels walking towards you. A woman walks in with beautiful, long, flowing black hair, a mini skirt, and a top made to show her large cleavage. You barely recognize her as your own mommy. My baby boy, seems like you're in a bit of a bind. Don't worry. This is all a part of your birthday gift. I've got some amazing plans for you and that little cock you've been hiding between your legs. Oh, no, don't worry, baby boy. I bet you'll absolutely love what I have in store. I think if nothing else, you'll be screaming mommy over and over again. Although I've had to drop you out of your school for the next few months, we can't have any interruptions, and I certainly don't want your teachers asking where you've been. With that, you slowly lose consciousness. The last thing you remember is your mommy picking up your limp little body and carrying you downstairs. Oh, is my baby boy finally waking up? My, my, you were out for quite some time. Oh, no, there's no reason to be afraid. This is your birthday gift, after all. Why I have you tied down? Well, it's so that you don't try to escape. Or resist, you silly little boy. I had to tie your ankles, thighs, hips, chest, and your arms just to be safe. You see, baby, I'm the president of a group of women from around the world, an organization, you could say. We specialize in producing milk of sorts. But not just any milk. Milk from the balls of little boys like you. It's quite the delicacy. Being the head of this amazing group of naughty mommies, I'm required to do two things. Research into just how young we can start to milk boys, and also turn any sons I have into our cattle. But you see, baby boy, I couldn't bear the thought of losing you. So instead of being milked by machines like all the other boys, you're going to be part of my research. Instead, I will be the one to milk you with my hands, my mouth, my beautiful breasts. And when the time is right, I will guide your little penis back into where it came from. I've been running research quite a while, and I've been experimenting with boys of all ages, but none quite as young as you. You lay there scared as your mommy walks around you, saying things you barely understand. What are you going to do to me? You manage to whimper with a wicked smile. Well, baby boy, no use explaining. I doubt you'll even know what an erection is or that your pee-pee can make milk. But if you really want to know, I will be teaching you all about an adult woman and what she can do to little boys like you. She moves to the front of the milking table and removes your underwear, exposing your little skin-covered penis. I think you're just about the youngest boy I've ever played with, and I've played with hundreds in my time. You just turned 6 yesterday. Oh, gosh. Just the thought of what I will do to you in the next few days is enough to make me gush. Little boy, you will be whimpering and screaming for me, but the only thing you will receive is my merciless pleasure hell. Oh, my. You haven't even pulled back the foreskin covering your pearly pink head, have you? Of course not. After all, I made sure I got to you before you could do anything to your beautiful little penis. What do I mean? Well, the other day, while cleaning your clothes, I noticed a little stain on your underwear. The kind of stain that happens when your body is ready to make milk from mommy. As soon as I saw it, I told all my other friends in our group. And guess what, baby? They all want to turn on you. When the time is right, of course. What does that mean? Well, in about 3 months from now, 5 mommies will be coming over to this house, and they're all going to take turns playing with your little penis. Each and every one of them is skilled in using their bodies to make baby boys like you cry, whimper, and scream out in epileptic fits as you pump rope after rope of your precious boy milk. They are merciless, relentless, and they'll break you over and over again with no rest until you're a mess of boy milk screaming, "Mommy, Mommy," over and over again. And even then they won't stop. They've never had a boy cock as young as yours, and they will want to milk you even after you pass out. But that's a long while away. Between now and then, I will have to prepare you for them. You see Mommy licking her lips in anticipation. Oh my, your little penis has started to stand up a little, listening to what you have in store. What a good boy. Now let me play with those smooth little balls. With that, you feel a warm, velvety hand slowly cup and fondle your balls. Her smooth fingers toying with each ball, trying to measure up the size and content of your sperm. You feel a slight rush as blood starts to pump into your little penis, and your overexcited little member stands at attention within seconds. Oh my, looks like I've found myself a naughty, naughty little boy who wants to be milked by his beautiful mommy. She lightly runs her hands over and under your shaft as it slowly engorges. That's it. Good little boy. Oh my, you shouldn't be whimpering just yet. I've only just begun. Oh, she forms her hand into a tube and slowly runs it up and down the length of your penis. Stop struggling, my little man. You aren't going anywhere. You whimper, slowly saying, "Mommy, Mommy," over and over again as I run my creamy, soft hands up and down. Well, look at my boy's little penis standing up. But this skin over the head of your little penis, that won't do. That won't do at all. What are you going to do to it, Mommy? You ask in a terrified voice. Well, you see, baby boy, it's hiding the best part of you under that skin. The mushroom head of your peepee. The part I'll be using to break and milk you. So I'm going to warn you, baby boy. I'm going to pull your skin back now. And then, well, we'll see. She slowly moves her hands to the tip of your penis, tightly grips the foreskin, and starts slowly pulling it down. You scream, "Mommy, stop it, Mommy, please." She smiles and ignores your pleas. A little way down, your pearly pink tip pokes out of the head, but then the foreskin refuses to go down further. My, my, your skin's being a little stubborn. Remember how Mommy told you about that research she's doing? Well, you should know, your mommy has been very naughty. As she starts to tell another story, she slowly starts pulling down your foreskin. Ever since I was of legal age, I've been hunting around to play with little boys. I love their amazement. The moment they lose their innocence, the moment I corrupt them like I'll be doing to you, my sweet little boy. The last boy I had was a few weeks ago, actually. I wanted to experiment on him. Oh, she can see your eyes go wide at both the pressure on the tip of the penis and her story. So I tied him up, just like you, and teased him so that his little penis would stand up like yours. But I wouldn't let him release his milk. Or as we adults call it, I wouldn't let him come. So every day I'd come down here and tease him to the edge and then leave. God, it's making me wet just remembering how desperate he got towards the end. I remember one of the last days I took his raw little penis and engulfed it in my mouth. While trapped, I ferociously lapped the base of his glands for 5 seconds and then suddenly stopped and let go of his member. He was in tears, whimpering, "Mommy, please," over and over. But I stood there, with my mouth inches away from his cockhead so he could feel my breath. But I never touch it after the first suck. I watched as he desperately bucked at the straps, trying to thrust his little cock into my mouth. I did that for a whole month. And then, do you know what I did to him, little one? "No, Mommy, please, Mommy," you keep whimpering. I got on top of him on this very table. Without warning, I plunged his little cock into my raw honey pot. As she finishes the sentence, Mommy pulls down your skin sharply and firmly, exposing the head of your cock for the first time ever. "Ah, there, there, good boy. My good boy. Didn't that feel better?" Well, you know what happened to the boy I was telling you about? Well, he instantly shot his cum inside me, more than I could handle. I kept thrusting my hips on him long after he came. He was unintelligibly mumbling, but I smothered his face with my breasts and kept going until he was completely empty. My hips were relentless. My hole wanted to break his will, own him completely, but the shock was too much. I had broken his mind and made him impotent. Poor baby. That's when I realized my vagina, this hole right here, you see Mommy run her hands around her crotch, was way too much for the boy to start off with. It breaks them much too quickly. That's when I realized my mouth is a much better option. You ask your mommy what you mean by mouth, but she just grins and asks you, "Just how sensitive is your little peepee right now?" She's intensely focusing on the newly exposed head of your penis, and you almost yelp as a drop of pre-cum comes from the side. She falls completely silent and just stares at you. You start getting this pitting feeling as if the mommy you knew is no longer there. "Mommy?" you manage to whimper out. She turns to you completely stoic and says, "I'm gonna break you, baby. Once I'm done, this little penis will be raw, red little pecker begging for me to pleasure it again and again. And I want you to repeat after me, baby boy. I'm a naughty little masochist boy with a perverted penis, and I want mommy to suck and suck and suck the life out of it. Say it." You lay there, scared and hard, and trying to remember what mommy actually wanted you to say. You shakily stammer out, "I'm a naughty little mess." Then without warning, she suddenly devours the head of your penis while you're in mid-sentence, causing you to yell out. I form a tight seal just below the head with my lips. Using my tongue, I furiously lap at your urethral opening, tasting you for the first time. I just love the taste of 6-year-old boy's fresh pre-cum. You lay there bucking against the restraints as your mommy is locked and onto your penis head. Good boy. Suddenly, I take my tongue and start furiously running it around the whole head. It feels mesmerizing. Your head almost goes white. I felt my baby boy's cock throb and pulsate in my mouth as if ready to come. You look at Mommy, who realizes you're about to come, and I grin at the corner of my mouth. Without warning, I bob my head down to swallow the whole penis. You hear me say, the whole thing disappears, and the only thing you see are my beautiful lips latching onto you. You whimper and scream out in fear, but no sound escapes the room. I form a vacuum seal, trapping the little penis inside my pleasure prison. Without moving my head, my tongue suddenly lathers the sensitive head in saliva. My lips forcefully tighten around the base, preventing you from coming. All the while, I continue the relentless lapping and stroking with my snaky tongue. Your little cockhead, which a few minutes ago had never seen the light of day, is now safely inside my mouth. Without warning, I attack the sensitive little head in a circular motion, all the while maintaining a vacuum seal. You whimper and cry out over and over, "Mommy, please stop. Mommy, mommy.
But I only suck and lick faster when I hear your whimpers and see you quivering under me. Finally, I feel your little cock throbbing with a force I know you can't stop. For the first time, I start bobbing my head back and forth as I focus on the head. I see my boy quivering and gasping and finally say, "You've been a good boy. Give it to mommy. Give mommy all your milk. All of it. Your first ejaculation will be in mommy's mouth. Now come for me, boy. Come." I double down on my boy's little penis and release the pressure of my lips. You falter for a second, and then with a loud scream, release rope after rope of thick white cream into my mouth. I see my boy bucking uncontrollably, as if in some sort of epileptic fit. But I pay no attention, as ropes and ropes of pure virgin boy cum shoot into my mouth. I never let go of your penis from my mouth, and I hold it until every drop slowly leaks out. Finally, I let your little penis leave my mouth completely spent. My, my, what a good boy you are. I went easy on you because it was your first orgasm. But from tomorrow onwards, I won't be so nice, baby boy. Speaking of which, it's actually just past midnight, so I suppose it's already a new day, isn't it? I click my fingers, and a beautiful lady in a maid costume steps forward. She has beautiful pale skin, long straight black hair, plentiful breasts, and thick lips. Say hi to Yuka, baby. She's actually a reformed prisoner from Japan. She doesn't speak a word of English, so begging with her won't be of any use. Oh, and I should mention, she was in prison for molesting little boys back in her home country. Rumor has it that in her neighborhood, she seduced nearly all the prepubescent boys, taking them into her home where she'd tie them up and milk them and pleasure them until they were broken and couldn't go on living without her. I heard that her favorite way of breaking a boy is through her mouth. I had brought her here to learn and experiment with her. And boy, did I learn. I think the first boy that she ever toyed with in this lab came 14 times through the night. But she did not let up for a second. She kept sucking and sucking and sucking. At one point, she pretended to stop by removing a little cock from her mouth. And just as the boy was glad to be out of pleasure hell, she shoved it right back in her mouth and wringed out the head of the penis to teach the boy a lesson. I couldn't really use him after she was done with him. Why am I telling you this? Well, baby, mommy is going to bed soon. You are going to be trapped down here with Yuka. You start begging, "Mommy, mommy, please don't. She's going to break me. She's going to break my pee-pee. It will still sore and red from your mouth, mommy." To which I reply, "Shh. Now don't make a fuss. She'll take good care of you." With that, I turn to Yuka, and in her own language, I say, "He's my baby boy. I want you to break him. No mercy like with the other boys. I want you to let loose and be relentless and show me why they threw you into prison." Yuka smiles with a tear in her eye and slowly moves towards you on the milking table. I leave, closing the door behind me, and say, "Good luck, baby boy. Good luck." Yuka gets on top of the milking table with her breasts at the level of your penis. She kisses you deeply as you whimper and beg her not to go through with it. She grabs your penis in her hands, and then she pulls down the foreskin until your little head pops through. She smiles sweetly at you, and then the lights go out. The next thing you realize is she has taken the whole length of your flaccid penis into her mouth and has already started the milking process. You start feeling faint and slowly begin to drift off. To be continued.